Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Daily Mail is reporting right now that the Seahawks star Richard Sherman says that they broke and cracked Peyton Manning's hand signal code during the Super Bowl so they would be able to predict every play and win. And I think that's good. The Broncos do not deserve any privacy. In fact, it's a sign of criminal activity to have any secrets. And I think it's good that the Patriots spied on other teams and stole their playbook. Remember that? And I think it's good that the Seahawks basically cheated because no one has any privacy. I think everyone should have plastic bags that are see-through, plastic clothing, so that you're not carrying a weapon. You might be a criminal. We're guilty until proven slave. And I think it's good the NSA preemptively spies on everything illegally. Because if you don't have anything to hide, why would you want to have any privacy? You need to let people have all your secret knowledge so they can take advantage of you. And of course, I'm being sarcastic here. I hear this mantra in controlled media and by a minority of people, because the vast majority are against illegal NSA spying in every poll. It's over 80%. Even with the media trying to sell it, some polls are over 90%. They say, oh, well, I have nothing to hide. I want them to know what I'm doing. I want them to keep me safe. What about criminal elements using your data against you? What about them selling your data? What about criminals getting your data? What about the 40 million credit card numbers from Target? The list goes on and on. Even if you had a good government that had this omnipresent surveillance, you would guarantee bad people would someday get in and use it to unleash hell. But there's an example. I mean, Peyton Manning's an upstanding family man, a Christian, no criminal record, Mr. America. Why should, you know, he have a secret hand signs? I mean, he doesn't need those. Why do you want to keep something secret, Manning? Oh, because the other team kept their play secret too? Because that's basically cheating, and you're not a cheater? It's one thing to study what they do, but it's something to get their actual playbook or their actual hand signs. That is cheating. But so what? So you lost, now we learn, because they cheated. That's what it is. It's cheating. You can say it's not cheating, but 20 years ago it was considered cheating. You know, now it's not even considered cheating. Oh, they give bounties to try to hurt people, to knock them out of the game. Oh, that's just being tough. Well, 20 years ago that was considered cheating. It's a total culture of corruption. And again, if I can hijack a football meme and get people thinking about reality by hijacking this gladiatorial event that certainly does have entertainment value, good. Because this is the same reason people say you should live in a glass house, you shouldn't have any privacy because you might do something bad. Take Tucson, Oklahoma, a couple of years ago, said we want to inspect all the backyard gardens. There might be marijuana. Oh, I'm growing tomatoes and squash and Brussels sprouts and corn in my backyard. I've grown all that before. Peppers, habanero, jalapeno, you name it. And so I need to have the police come there because my neighbor thinks it's kind of suspicious. I'm out there growing things. And I've covered reports. It's on YouTube. Years ago where they SWAT teamed a whole neighborhood because they had bloodweeds growing in the drainage ditch behind six or seven houses. And the bloodweed looks a little bit like a marijuana leaf. Police didn't just pull up in the public right-of-way gully that was by the road and go and see it was bloodweed. They knew full well it was bloodweed with their photographs that came out in court. They just used the fact that it looked a little bit like marijuana to search, I think it was seven or eight houses, I forget. We went and interviewed them. I think the headline was police SWAT raid over weeds, over bloodweeds, Austin, Texas. I said a few years ago. That was like 12 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We have got such a huge broadcast lined up for you today. Professional sports, more and more, has become little more than a government and corporate propaganda arm right out of the Running Man. Or, in reality, Roman gladiatorial events. And coming up for 30 minutes at the start of the next hour, the Fix Is In author, the showbiz manipulation of the NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, and NASCAR. And we're going to be talking about, did he see any signs of any type of fraud or corruption or rigging of the game in the Super Bowl 2 nights ago? So that's... that's coming up today, and then we also on the transmission are going to have the Food Babe on the broadcast, and she's had a big effect helping get things labeled in grocery stores and other events, and so she's going to be joining us coming up for the full third hour today via video Skype for TV viewers. Slash audio for radio listeners. Okay, I've got so much to cover today. But in the last segment, if you just joined us, I began to get into the bombshell news because it ties into the NSA and it ties into the TSA and it ties into our entire culture. the internet, the real revolution against privacy and what that means. The Daily Mail is now reporting that star members of the Seattle Seahawks are now openly and publicly admitting. They're now publicly and openly admitting that they had broken Peyton Manning's codes. And so they knew what he was going to be doing before he did it, and that's how they completely dominated. Now, I'm no sports expert, but I have followed it in my life. I did grow up in Dallas, Texas, and was completely immersed in football until I was about 20. And back in the day, cracking someone's hand signs and then winning a game off of that was considered bad sportsmanlike conduct and basically cheating. Teams have always tried to figure it out, so you try to hide that information. And you try to learn what the team's going to do by how they line up and how they behave. But this shows how they won. And when the Patriots years ago got caught going and spying on practices and spying on the plays and basically getting the playbook, they ended up getting censured and getting in a bunch of trouble and were considered to be cheats. Remember that? Am I the only one that remembers that a few years ago? Is that 5, 6, 7 years ago? Time flies. Guys, look it up. When was the cheating scandal with the Patriots? Who didn't really need to cheat. They were such a great team. I don't even follow football, and I knew that. They would dominate. But this is cheating. It was 2007, so it was 5, 6 years ago. 2007 National Football League videotaping controversy, which was considered to be cheating. Now, regardless of what you think, it should be about the prowess of the teams, how hard they play, their skill, not about knowing what the other guys are doing, tapping their phone lines, or having moles inside their field houses. But that goes on, and it's dirty. People say, well, you got to do whatever you do to win. Well, how about you just drug the other team with sleeping pills then? The point is that, and I wasn't rooting for the Seahawks or the Broncos. Let's get that clear. I societally, as a phenomenon, the police state, the snipers, the checkpoints, the $1,700 nosebleed tickets, $10,000, you know, for good tickets, the tax exemption of the NFL running Scientology ads. And I'm not attacking Scientology. I stay out of it. But the point is they're running Scientology ads but won't let people run a Christian ad or a pro-gun ad that doesn't even show guns about the right of a man to protect his family. Daniel Defense, and they'll kick people off the show, off the Monday Night Football for criticizing Obama on Fox News, Hank Williams Jr., and then put Obama in his place on the Monday Night Football. And it's come out that Obama had given the football players positive tweets about Obamacare to put out before, during, and after the game. I mean, this is immersion in total and complete, absolute, over the chart, off the chart, over the top propaganda. Daily Caller reports White House wrote pro-Obama tweets for NFL players to parrot. I mean, this is a rigged system, just like a casino is rigged on record. You may like going in there and playing a rigged game. I don't. There's a lot of real risk-taking I can take in life. For telling the truth and standing up to bullies and taking action and in business, that's where I take my risk and I enjoy it. Not in rigged scams where I'm a chump walking in the door. So that's why I'm bringing this up here today, is because the fix is in at so many levels. And they now admit, Seahawks star Richard Sherman says they cracked Peyton Manning's hand signal code during the Super Bowl, so they were able to predict every play. Controversial quarterback Richard Sherman said that he and the other defenders were able to crack the code on Manning's hand signals, said they figured out which plays were which with hand motions during the first quarter of the Super Bowl. Sherman equated the game to a mental match, saying they were playing chess, not checkers, on the field on Sunday. Seattle won 43-8. And surprisingly low-scoring game for the Broncos. And it shows how corrupt our society is that they don't even like to use the code words Blue 42 or whatever anymore because they know that stuff gets stolen every time before the game. So then they have to meet hours before the game and go over new hand signals so that the other side isn't getting it. And I guess it does take to the level of literal war that this type of stuff's going on. So here's my point. Regardless of whether you think the Seahawks cheated, and they're hiding it in plain view, just admitting they did this, that's how arrogant and corrupt things have gotten. Regardless of what your view is about that, that's why we don't live in glass houses. That's why we have privacy. That's why we have encoding and encryption on our email. That's why you pull your blinds down at night, especially if you live in a high rise. That's why you lock your doors. It's because you do certain precautions to up your level of security and safety and privacy. And the basic instinct of a bird is to try to roost in a nest behind some leaves or in a hollow of a tree. Why? For security. And if you don't have privacy, you have no security. They've sold this equation of no privacy equals security. That's 2 + 2 = 1,000. It's pure bull. No. No security equals tyranny. Just like Peyton Manning didn't have his hand sign secret to his team, so they lost the game. And the people got a terrible game that was a shutout, basically, because of cheating, like a Don King fight, where the guys walk out, one guy's been told to fall at the beginning of the third. So he lets the other guy kind of beat him up. The other guy isn't too mean because he knows it's staged. They act like it's a boxing match. And every one of them's totally rigged on record, and so now people don't watch professional boxing because they know it's rigged, and you ruin the sport. Same deal. Just like you ruin a free market by having a rigged economy with insiders that are exempt from the regulations and things they foist upon the people. So that is the lesson of Super Bowl 48 and how it was stolen, not by skill, not by prowess, not by focus, not by who worked out the hardest. No. It was stolen because they cracked the hand signs. And so the game wasn't about who was the strongest or who could catch the best or who had the best pass routes down, who had the best linebackers, who had the best offensive or defensive linemen, or who had the best quarterback. It was about who could cheat, basically. Well, if Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, with their divisions on Wall Street, create super-fast trading algorithms, where they hook computers directly into the stock market of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and siphon off a couple billion a day, rigging the whole thing, it starts really discrediting the stock market. And then when they take $40-something trillion the last 6 years, 7 years since 2008, and pump it directly into the stock market, and it goes up to 16, 17, 18,000. I mean, of course it's going to do that because you're putting fiat money into the only bubble that's left. And you're like, well, let us live by bubbles, and that's all we've got. Hey, I hear you. I don't want it to pop. The problem is it gives the insiders who are in control of the bubble first dibs on the money, insider trading, insider knowledge on trillions of dollars a month. Meanwhile, they'll arrest Martha Stewart over stuff that clearly wasn't illegal. They'll try to put the owner of the Dallas Mavericks in jail because he criticizes Bush. Obama is now, arresting filmmakers that criticize him with the Justice Department that ran Fast and Furious. This is what it's like to live in a mafia system. And this is why you do not want to have crony capitalist monopoly insider systems, because they wreck competition, they wreck markets. General Electric, for 6 years, has gotten hundreds of waivers on their power plants to run dirty, while their competition isn't even allowed to run completely clean. And the response is a doubling of energy prices the last 5.5-6 years in the United States on average. A doubling in your electricity. And for the select groups that get to turn their plants up full blast and their competition gets mothballed or fined, as Obama said, you can build a coal power plant, but we will bankrupt you. He means he'll bankrupt who isn't part of his gang, General Electric, that the last 4 years, guess how much General Electric paid in the last 4 years in taxes? Zero. 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 And the head of General Electric ran Obama's economic council, and he lobbied to raise your taxes if you made over $125,000 a year. A couple quarter mil. because he's a bastard. He's a piece of trash. He wants that money in banker bailout money that General Electric wanted, just like Warren Buffett. You want to know why I dislike Warren Buffett, that gangster trash? It's because they're running my life. They're the ones taxing me. They're the ones shutting down my economy. They're the ones squeezing poor people. They're our enemies. They've got the inside codes. They got the NSA data.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Nobel Prize winner Alexis Carrel, cell biology researcher, discovered a detoxified and nourished cell lives in a state of eternal youth. Clean cells will result in improved energy, mood, blood sugar, liver function, and skin health. Also, you can lose fat and keep or gain muscle and reduce or eliminate inflammation and more. To discover how to detoxify and nourish the 100 trillion cells of your body, call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
The bottom line, folks, your data is valuable, your privacy is key, and if you don't have your privacy, you're not free, you're a slave. Notice government wants more privacy than ever. It's come out that Congress has secret slush funds they live lavish lifestyles with, and that they've exempted themselves from almost every law. Well, that's how this works. That's how the globalists operate. That's what they do. And it's so elementary that they have just trained us to put up with anything and everything in this country. And now, as I told you a decade ago, it's mainstream news. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, for that matter, anybody that has hundreds of millions of people visiting them, are able to predict the future with almost 100% precision, to the point of Amazon now is testing and successfully doing it for a month, shipping packages, packaging them, preparing them, and even shipping them before you order, off of how your mouse moves over things, off your whole database history. They buy these NSA databases. That's the big dirty secret, is the whole internet has been built and set up and designed and readied to read your mind. And then if they can read your mind and predict what you're going to do, they can then put stimuli in to manipulate what you're going to do. And that has a name. It's called mind control, the end of free will. I mean, is it fun to be in a world where everything's rigged? Is it fun to watch a football game that's 40-something to 8 because they know what the other team's about to do and are able to basically cheat? I would not want to play a card game if I knew what cards my friends were going to be getting. I like to play cards when I have time. Poker, you name it. I'll play Uno with my kids, go fish, you name it. War, solitaire. Would you play a game if you knew the outcome? Would you get married if you knew the outcome? Would you have kids if you knew there was a predisposition that down the road you might have some type of physical problem? Of course, they won't tell you that it's also what's in the environment that triggers that. They lie to you and say, oh, don't have kids now because you've got a 30% chance you're going to end up having a child that has some type of genetic disorder. And then now you're in the brave new world of picking and choosing the babies, but not even for a better race, quote, unquote. No. Now social engineering piggybacking into all the technology, genetic, electronic, digital, the systems of control to end free will so a bunch of globalist technocrats can literally play God. And so that's why I saw that article this morning about the Seahawks cracking Peyton Manning's code. And you notice they said they did it right at the start of the game because it's considered cheating if you break it before. So they went, oh, we broke it right at the beginning. Yeah, sure you did. And they're saying that because they know it's going to come out later. So I guarantee you their coaches told them, don't be like the Patriots that lied about it. Get out front of it. See, I know how these propaganda operations work because I've watched it so many times. They just hide it in plain view. And they've gotten away with so much. In New York State, they're saying it's the law to take flu shots now on top of another 15 shots or so they claim are law and mandated to be in school. There's no law to take any of those vaccines. There's a waiver. But the law just says they'd like you to sign a waiver with the health department. It's the same in all 50 states that you're not going to get the vaccine and, quote, understand the dangers. Then they use that as a database of people to persecute who are not inoculated. But nevertheless, Rick Perry said 9 years ago, it's the law. You've got to take Gardasil shots, or 8 years ago. There was no law. We pointed that out. The hoax imploded. Mexico's an authoritarian state. They actually passed a law saying all girls have to take it. And it'll come out later. Most of them are sterilized. And the average yuppie will go, there's too many people. But you're sterilized too, dummy. It's done covertly. And if a government can do that covertly and lie and say it's the law, you think there's not other stuff going on? They're lying about flu shots. They're lying about Gardasil shots for human papillomavirus. They're lying. Oh, by the way, they didn't tell you if you're infected with one of the known 8,000 strains of human papillomavirus, that it actually reduces a whole group of common cancers down to almost nothing, that it's a natural inoculation, warts in the environment to viral cancer. Those studies have been out for 70 years, but it's conclusive now. That's why people that take the Gardasil shot, massive cancer increases. Their ovaries basically melt. as well. But hey, if you like endometriosis, if you like your ovary shutting down, if you like your body eating itself, if you like dying, take it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for joining us. The news websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go over some of those stories in a moment and then give the phone number out on the next subject I'm about to cover. I want to get your take on it. We're going to cover the move for total open borders, and what Sotomayor says, labeling illegal immigrants criminals is insulting. Well, if I go to illegally to Mexico, they're going to knock my teeth out and rob me. So, I mean, America's hospitality is really being abused. This woman wants to ban guns, and she knows once enough illegals are here, they almost all vote to take the guns, and I'll be her slave. And I'm not your slave yet, you disgusting pig, you anti-government maggot. That's what she is. She's an anti-republic maggot. She's against our form of government. They're the anti-government people that want to overthrow the law and exempt themselves from it. Dianne Feinstein, Michael Moore, all maggot pigs. And I'm sick of these soft scum living off taxpayers while they have armed bodyguards. This pig has them. And she says you don't have a right to keep and bear arms. And they will get enough Supreme Court justices to take our guns and start the Civil War. That's their dream. Now, I'm going to tie this in, what I'm about to do, into a big stack of key news stories that are going to blow your mind. But first off, we are listener supported. And if you'll vote with your dollars and buy the high quality products that we offer at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, it will allow us to continue our operation and expand it. And it's a big nut to crack to have, I don't know, 7 writers, 5 reporters, crew, all of it. We've got 48 people working here, and I'd like to expand that and get a few more reporters. And we can do that if you buy the products. Plus, these are great products. In fact, if you're a TV viewer watching right now on PrisonPlanet.tv, if you're a radio listener, I will chronicle and give you a play-by-play. I'm looking at a big, delicious, steaming cup right here of Southern Mexican High Mountain Arabica, totally organic, out of incredible volcanic soil. I first drank coffee, organic coffee, I don't know, it was like 15 years ago, really, from Southern Mexico. And it was my favorite right away, but it was very hard to get it, and it was very expensive. Now co-ops have formed in the last decade as demand has increased. You can even buy similar coffee at Starbucks. It's about twice the price of ours. This is directly beyond fair trade to the farmers down there. To the point of we almost sold out of the bags we bought. We bought enough to bag 10,000. That's basically sold out. We just got another 6,000 in. That may be all we get. We may have to go to Guatemalan coffee that's almost as good right over the border, but very hard to prove it's totally organic if these 6,000 bags sell out quickly. Just to give you an idea, we're going directly to the farmers, and I'm telling you, it is amazingly good, this blend. 2 different types. One of them has this key reishi mushroom in it, known to boost immunity and really help prevent cancer. We've got 2 different brands of it, 2 different types of Wake Up America brand blend. And here it is, folks. The best coffee in the world, my opinion. Everybody says it's either their new favorite or of an incredibly good cup of coffee in their top 3 or 4 favorite types. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen, available at InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply go to InfoWarsStore.com. That brings you to the main shopping cart. InfoWarsLife.com brings you to our high-quality food products and supplements. We've only got 4 items, Super Mel Vitality, Fluoride Shield, and Survival Shield. It's taken me 2 years to finally be able to bring you this coffee. It took me 6 months of research and trying to get it done to bring you this True Nation Iodine and the True Fluoride Shield and the Super Male Vitality that also works for women, quite frankly, better for women. But if you want us to say it's for women, we're coming out with one for women that's a little bit different soon. But quite frankly, this works even better with women. Just look, buy it. You're at least supporting the free speech and the First Amendment and a platform of liberty. And then try it. Take the challenge to buy some Super Male Vitality. Take the challenge to, for a month, go on, you know, one package of the Survival Shield and see what happens. Take the challenge. Get the coffee and see if you just don't love it. I mean, the full-bodied, delicious, this is my favorite coffee. So I brought it to you in a win-win situation. Pro Pure Pro One 2.0, best filters out there, stainless steel, blows away the competition, lower price with many other items than comparable competition. I just bring you the best water filter, 10% off promo code WATER. The Nation Iodine, I take it 3 times a day, probably double what the FDA says. I don't recommend you do that. Talk to your physician. I went through detox the first month. Now it just gets better and better. I can't believe how wonderful Dr. Group is. I mean, I'm not into guys, but I just want to hug him. Yeah, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, he is a Green Beret. That's the crazy part. He's like a super nice, peacenik guy. He's like a Green Beret. You know, I didn't even know that till I heard about it from somebody else. The point is, it was after they called him Green Berets when he was in the Special Forces in the 80s in Asia. The point is he's a really neat guy. He developed this original type of Nation Iodine that nobody else has got and let us be the exclusive folks that put it out. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And when you shop and when you support us, just like you support farmers markets or the Amish or local media, your local AM and FM stations, your local newspaper, if it's even somewhat pro-liberty, you got to subscribe. You got to support the local businesses. I will go 10 miles out of my way to buy lumber from a mom and pop, even if they're jerks, even if they have problems. I know what they're going through. I will go 10 miles out of my way to go to a mom and pop restaurant before I go in a chain. Plus, the chain restaurants suck, unless it's like a Perry Steakhouse or something. I mean, it's just chains are bad in almost every case. You're treated like an animal. Unless it's something like Ruth's Chris or something. You know, some of the steakhouses get it down perfectly, and then you know, then you want to go to the national chain. But that's only for steakhouses, folks. The point is, in my experience, or maybe Ralph Lauren clothing. I mean, I'm not even into designer stuff, but the Ralph Lauren, for whatever reason, fits me better than other stuff. I got a weird-sized body, I guess. I got the upper half of like a 6'5" guy, and I'm 5'11". I just got a big upper size and, you know, small lower size, like a bulldog. This is why George Norrie calls me that. The point here is, ladies and gentlemen, that you need to shop local. The system wants to extinct local barter and local economy. They want it shut down. They want it shut down. The big charities have gotten regulations passed trying to shut down small charities like United Way and the Red Cross, demonic anti-gun groups that steal almost all the money on record. The only national charity out there, and they don't pay me to say this, I've done the studies, almost 90%. It's gotten worse. It was 96% a few decades ago, but the costs and everything, bureaucracy now, it's like 89%, the Salvation Army. And I give money to the Salvation Army. Meals on Wheels, most of it actually goes to the people. My point is, you got to do research on what you support. And local is the answer. I cannot stress that enough. And now let me prove it to you, okay? Remember the story yesterday? In fact, people won't believe it. It was CNS News. It was also an AP out of Virginia. You guys pulled me that article about banning 8 kids in their own quarter-acre backyard for a 7-year-old's birthday party. I mean, I say that, and I think I'm lying. They're having to pass a law to allow birthday parties in America so the militarized zoning police don't show up. Here it is. Fox News. You can't celebrate America, school says. Students and parents at a Colorado high school are outraged after administrators turned down the request for a Spirit Week day honoring America because it might offend non-Americans. See, being American now means you pay all the taxes, all the regulations, you don't get the welfare, you're a chump. All over the nation, San Antonio last year, kids were wearing American flags, mainly Hispanic, chanting USA when they beat the other mainly Hispanic team from South Texas. There was a national story saying it was racist to chant USA. Maybe a little mindless, but that's what people chant when they think, you know, it's like hooray, hooray, hip, hip, hooray. It has nothing to do with being against USA! Hispanic people. USA! Yeah, that was in a basketball game in San Antonio last year. Remember in San Francisco on Cinco de Mayo, the Hispanic kids all over the school, if they were wearing jackets with American flags or Old Navy shirts that had American flags, it turned out in several cases they weren't even wearing it because it was the week of Cinco de Mayo, and they were sent home, and it's in federal court last time I checked. In fact, let's prove it to folks. Search the bill about San Antonio basketball, USA chant racist. USA chant racist San Antonio basketball. It'll come up. Here's the article I mentioned, CNS News from yesterday, in case you're a new listener, because I know this sounds crazy. Property rights bill introduced after Virginia woman threatened with fines for kid's birthday party. 8 children with, 10-year-old girls, and some were 7, there in Bonita's backyard, and the neighbors called the police, and they came and threatened them with $5,000 fines. Okay, that's yesterday. Now, here it is. You can't celebrate America, school says. They said they didn't want to offend anyone from other countries or immigrants. A 16-year-old member of the student council told me they just really did not want to make anyone feel uncomfortable. So, see, that's like they say, don't be a cowboy or a Native American at a Halloween deal. What's that have to do with putting people down? Don't be a geisha girl. They've said at colleges everywhere, you'll be kicked out. That insults Japanese. Don't be a pirate. Don't be a... Again, it's all about we're all off balance. We have no free speech. But government can do whatever it wants. You can have black folks all over the country, because it's seen as trendy now, beating up white people on the street. I mean, you go down to 6th Street, folks, on a Saturday or Friday night, and you walk down by I-35, where 6th Street ends, and I'm going to go do steakhouse very soon when I get some time. I'm going to have my folks sit in cars and videotape this. Every night people are beaten or stabbed or attacked by groups of racist blacks rolling whites and robbing them because it's acceptable to roll whites because whites are the devil. And the whites, of course, don't fight back because they've been taught if you're long hair and are a trendy, they know and they test and talk to them. They don't do it to other blacks. They don't do it to other redneck whites. They don't do it to Mexicans for sure. That's a good way to get stabbed every time down there at night. No, ladies and gentlemen, they do it. I mean, they do it to white trendies who go, come on, bro, I'm down with you. You're down with me? And they beat them and take their stuff. So that's what's going on. This is the ultra-political correctness that they've trained everyone through guilt. I don't have any guilt. I've done nothing to anybody. I genuinely hate black racism and Hispanic racism against whites, and I'm so sick of it. Just like when I'd be in East Texas doing a job working for a large animal vet and you'd run into racist Klan people that say, you're not from around here, are you, Yankee? They don't even like the white people in some of those areas where they've taken control. I don't like ignorant gangs of morons who don't stand for anything except the fact that they're in a group. And it's disgusting. But it's kosher to be racist if it's against whites. It's acceptable in this country. And I'm tired of it, and I'm calling it out. And the media will not cover, other than Drudge Report has forced it out in the last 2 years, blacks attacking people all over the country. Every day there's an article about it. And you saw a university last week that said, oh, whenever there's an APB out about a black person attacking somebody, don't say the race if it's black, because we don't like hearing black males seen carjacking, black males seen robbing. Because that's politically, you know, incorrect to say we're on the lookout for a black male driving a red truck. Now, if it's a white male driving a red truck or a Hispanic male driving a red truck or an Asian male driving a red truck, that's okay. But do not say a black male. And do not have a Celebrate American Values Week, which we need. What are American values? It isn't bombing brown people and having checkpoints. They said they didn't want to offend anyone from other countries. The student council at Fort Collins High School has proposed having a day to celebrate the United States during next week's Winter Spirit Week. No. Spirit needs to be like celebrating Justin Bieber or something, or Obama. The young people pitched Mercia Monday and invited their classmates to dress in patriotic colors. I know what that means. Their proposal was promptly shot down by administrators as hurtful. They said they did not want to be exclusive to any one country. Exactly. You cannot talk about America in America. It's offensive. And this is not just some spot-checked point going on here. This is happening everywhere. It's not just some rare thing. Look at this article out of the Associated Press. It's finally, this happened 2 years ago, it's happening nationwide, finally making it into court. Students sent home for wearing U.S. flag shirts on Cinco de Mayo get day in appeals court. Racial tensions and gang problems were plaguing the North California High School. No, the illegal aliens were attacking people that said they were Americans. Where three students arrived for class in 2010 wearing American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo. Unpleasant verbal exchanges. That's how un-American, or the word is, people always say, be tolerant. Oh, well, the illegal alien kids, guaranteed, they're so intolerant of the American flag. I mean, you have a Cinco de Mayo day or one of these illegal alien marches. I've got the video raising the kids up. Mexico, Mexico, we're taking over. Down with the gringo. The plan of San Diego. Well, I know what the plan of San Diego is. A plan to kill all white males 16 and up. And people are wearing plan of San Diego shirts. That's like a Klan shirt saying kill all blacks. I've gone out and protested the Klan probably 15 times. But the Klan doesn't say kill all the blacks, at least in public. Texas High School apologizes for fans' USA chant after basketball game. NBC News. See, I told you. There it is. We're not making this stuff up. It's total tyranny. It's beyond political correctness for total control. You can't wear American flags. What do the illegals do when Bush was trying to get amnesty and they had a PR firm for the Republicans in Dallas that came out in the Dallas Morning News? Fund all the illegals in that big 2007 march that backfired with the Mexican flags. They were handing out American flags, but they threw them down. Because Mexico is a very old-fashioned country, very into their sovereignty. Can you imagine if 30 million Americans moved to Mexico and started running around waving American flags? You'd get shot, even though there's not a lot of guns in Mexico. And people say, well, this was Mexico, and it was France, and it was Russia, and it was Spain, and it was British. Different parts of the Southwest, from Texas to California, belonged to, it was a free-for-all, fighting the natives to see who could get it. And again, folks, I'm not against Hispanics, except the fact they're being brought up here as clients of the Democrats to vote for socialism and more open borders and to break the back of the country. And Sotomayor comes out and says it's mean to say that illegals are illegal. Sotomayor, labeling illegal immigrants criminals is insulting. They take our hospitality and literally turn it into a joke. I can't go to Mexico and get a baby paid for. They'd laugh at me. They've taken America's wide openness and some of America's problems from the past. And let me give you news. All cultures are racist. All cultures are tribal. They've always been that way. And the multiculturalists come along and say, we're going to end all that. But they only do that to get rid of the old dominant culture and bring in a globalist plastic culture where they divide everyone and play everyone off against each other. And expanding. They want to get rid of the culture of small businesses, of barter, of lemonade stands. Here it is in the news today. What's the point of regulating lemonade stands? Why is there a program this week reports nationwide to shut them down? Why can't girls sell cupcakes? Why are they doing this? Why is this happening? Because they're shutting down normal human sales, normal human activity for the big box stores with the Foxconn slave goods. The globalists want us to all live in a prison. Can you sell stuff in the prison outside of the commissary? No, it's illegal, though it still goes on. We all live in a prison. That's what America's converting to. That's what the New World Order is a prison planet. Everything you see in a prison, the groping, all of it.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you ever wanted to get off the grid and start generating your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with a time-sensitive solar generator offer from Solutions from Science. Remember, solar generators provide life-saving electrical power, and unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce free electricity from the sun. Here's the good news. Our Power Hub solar generator on sale now is one of our most powerful solar generators, and due to an overwhelming demand from our customers, we've recently restocked this remarkable solar workhorse. The Power Hub is easy to use. Just point, plug, and power up. Even better, with dramatic price reductions on the Power Hub, with bonuses worth thousands of dollars, there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electricity. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com to learn more. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com. Get off the grid. Go to solargeneratorfreedom.com. That's solargeneratorfreedom.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to telling only lies. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience.
Imagine if Kurt Vonnegut 40 years ago would have written a future dystopic novel about America in 2014, where the NSA openly spies on everybody, nobody gets in trouble, even though it's totally illegal, where football games are rigged, where Al-Qaeda is openly run by the government, but they take our rights away in the name of fighting Al-Qaeda, where the TSA sticks their hands down our pants and saves the images and admits that it's not stopping any terrorists, where the Supreme Court justice openly says she wants to ban guns, and openly the Democrats say they're bringing in illegals by the tens of millions to vote to take our guns and make us political slaves, and says it's not friendly and it's, quote, insulting to call people that are here illegally criminals. And it's insulting not to legalize them all and give them free everything when the country's going completely bankrupt and they're clearly a client state to take us over. And it's the same thing with Obamacare. Yo, it's racist to not be for Obamacare. It's just because you don't like Obama, his approval rating's dropping because you're racist. No, it says it's going to double and triple and quadruple the prices. It says it's going to kick kids off their existing plans. It's going to get rid of pre-existing condition coverage. It's going to be a tax to foreign banks that own the insurance companies. And the Supreme Court ruled that. It's written to create death panels and literally kill people. And the liberals are like, good, as long as I keep getting my freebies right now, kill people. Kill me later. I mean, if you like all the screw jobs that you've already gotten, if you enjoyed all those, you're really going to enjoy this. You're never going to hear Miss La Raza, Miss the Race, Miss Hispanic Supremacist talk about Gardasil shots sterilizing the women of Mexico. She's from Puerto Rico, right? They're doing it to Puerto Rican women as well in Puerto Rico. You're never going to hear her talk about abortions targeting Hispanics. You're never going to hear her talk about aspartame being so bad for Hispanics and the diabetes being up 3, 4,000% in Hispanics. No, it's all going to be, I'm for your Raza. I'm a Latina woman. I know everything, and we're going to fight the racist, blah, 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 blah. Total and complete garbage. Total and complete bull you know what. Total and complete race politics, ladies and gentlemen. Absolute garbage. But the Mexicans, because that's mainly Mexicans, 80% of the illegals pouring in from Latin America, almost all of those are Mexican, that are pouring in here are being taught in the Mexican schools, in the Ford Foundation-funded textbooks, that America's evil and racist and bad. And you turn on MSNBC, and it's the same thing, to create division, because the Democrats are the party of race, the party of the Ku Klux Klan. And they know what they're doing. And the Republicans are bought and paid for, too. That's why we're done until we fully admit what's going on and don't apologize. Oh, I'm sorry. Remember the illegals rioting all over the country, pulling down American flags at post offices and stuff, stomping on them? Well, it's racist if you're not for it. And I watched those hippies on 6th Street. Turns out there's news reports of people getting beat up. It is being covered locally, but they won't say it's racial. And they sit there and beg on the camera, I'm down, bro. I'm down. I hate myself. I hate being white. Please don't beat me, bro. Don't tase me, bro. As the black pygmy group, and I mean, I would say that it was white guys, like the Oompa Loompa group, six Oompa Loompas with their girlfriends laugh as the two white trendies beg and plead and are kicked and stomped on the ground. Come on, bro, I'm down. I'm down. I'm down. Well, good. Slit your throat then, whites. Prove it. All whites, kill yourselves to prove you're liberal and trending. You probably will, so don't actually do that. Don't.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.